With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Tampa Mayor Jane Kester says she wants residents to be safe, which is why she warned the people who stay in the evacuation zones will die.
Wherever that storm surge comes, if it's 10 to 15 feet and people are trying to ride this out in single-story structures, there's no place to go. And once the winds get up to hurricane speed, there's nobody to come and get you.
Mayor Kester on NBC Today. The Florida Highway Patrol says the Sunshine Skyway Bridge spanning the mouth of Tampa Bay now closed to traffic. Officials in Tampa Bay area county say they're taking buses off the roads. Officials stress there are shelters available. All along the Florida coast, curfews will be enacted, and residents are being told to be aware of extended power outages. Also at SRNNews.com, President Biden and Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu have held their first call in weeks. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton reports.
The conversation between the two leaders came as Israel expands its ground incursion into Lebanon and considers how to respond to Iran's recent ballistic missile attack. The White House says Vice President Harris also joined the call. President Biden supports Israel's right to defense, but also has been working to secure a ceasefire. Meanwhile, Netanyahu's office confirmed that the prime minister had recently spoken with former President Trump. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Boeing has withdrawn a contract offer that would have given striking workers 30% raises over 4 years. That's after talks broke down. The union said that the offer was withdrawn after a second day of mediated talks. The Dow ahead 401 points. The NASDAQ composite is up 80. This is SRN News. All over America, there's a war over how culture has negatively impacted people of faith, but Christian nonprofit legal organization First Liberty Institute is ramping up efforts to defend Americans in their workplaces. Nathan Shackelford, spokesman for the F3 program launched this past April by First Liberty. And he says there are multiple challenges facing believers in their places of employment.
Hey, I work for this big company. What can I do with my faith? If they're asking me to work every Sunday, is there a way that I can ask for religious accommodation? Or, hey, if I'm a nurse and I don't want to perform any kind of abortion-related procedures, is there a way that I cannot do that? And so in the workplace, knowing what your rights are and knowing when your faith comes into conflict in your work, what you do to resolve that.
Shackelford adds that from job sites to college campuses, his group is ready to protect religious freedoms throughout the United States. More information is at the website firstliberty.org/F3. This is SRN News. A former aide to New York Mayor Eric Adams facing charges in connection with a federal investigation.
A former New York City official has been charged with witness tampering and destroying evidence in a sweeping federal investigation that led to Mayor Eric Adams' indictment. Adams is accused of taking bribes and illegal campaign cash from foreign interests. Mohammed Bahi, who resigned Monday as the mayor's liaison to the Muslim community, faces accusations including deleting phone app communications with Adams. The mayor praised Bahi for his community work, but steered clear of the latest allegations.
He has attorneys. Let his attorneys handle his case.
Adams, who has pleaded not guilty, has vowed to stay in office and seek re-election next year. I'm Norman Hall.
Rampant wildfires still burning in western North Dakota. And on Tuesday, a second death was confirmed in Williams County. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.